I guess by way of introduction, I'm Michael Coates. We have a steering committee. We kind of kicked this off in March. I'll introduce the steering committee, and then a couple members, Mike and Eric, are going to talk about Mike, the mission, and so forth, and what we envision. And Eric may be talking a little bit about the future, but this is kind of all about you. If you're interested in this group, we're trying to get everybody's email and address. You are the development of this organization. We had an idea. We want to see it succeed. There's people here that have various agendas or various ideas that they'd like to see happen with inside the Sonoma Valley Cannabis Enthusiast Group. And all ideas are going to be welcome. We're a big tent, and we just want to be able to try to accomplish within reasonable means as many goals as we can to advance Sonoma Valley cannabis and businesses.
Sam Couturi, vintner, I hate that term, winemaker, cannabis enthusiast, and son of cannabis grower. Here, what I love about this group is there's different pieces of the entire cannabis culture, from, you know, people doing it on the commercial side to people who grow it in their backyards to people who just want to smoke joints. And all of us together can really make Sonoma Valley be, one of the prime locations for this culture in general. So I'm excited for it.
Like Sam Couturi, Michael Benziger is also known in the wine industry. He envisions the possibility that locally grown cannabis would be distinctive to the region, like its wine.
To have Sonoma Valley cannabis be among the most distinctive and unique from Northern California, with an established terroir and reputation for improving the environment. And so we have an incredible opportunity in this valley. And I think when you look at it too, the wine, the whole wine component, which has been part of this county for 40 or 50 years, is a very mature industry now. And a lot of people say that it has kind of peaked. And so you couldn't ask for a more perfect time for cannabis to come into this county and to give it another revival, another big interest, maybe for the next 10, 15, or 20 years. I mean, cannabis, I think, is the future for Sonoma County, and it's going to keep us on the map.
Eric Pearson was perhaps the best-known cannabis entrepreneur at the meeting as founder of the San Francisco Patient and Resource Center, SPARC, which operates 4 dispensaries in the Bay Area. He decried the stringent rules which are keeping most growers in the black market unable to afford coming out of the shadows.
They're very difficult for small farmers to adhere to. They're impossible for a lot of existing farms and existing families who own land to even comply with.
The meeting wrapped up with promises of future get-togethers and joint action on goals. Presumably, many attendees will be at the Sonoma City Council meeting Monday. I'm Steve Mencher for KRCB's North Bay Report.